Tom.
Hey, what's going on? One of these times, we're gonna come on and be like, "Hey, Tom," and I'm not gonna be there. I need to like walk on and be like, "Oh, hello, I didn't see you there," and then start my
Are
one
you
man
gonna change
show.
your shoes? Put
Yeah,
on a sweater?
start my one man show that no one wants to listen to. Only,
You've done
only
one
like,
man shows. I haven't done one.
no, you haven't done a one man show? I say
No,
that
not
like.
I mean not here at a podcast. Like I've done, monologues and one man, but not like you've done your what's in a box bit.
Oh yeah, very, very much a one-man show.
Yeah.
It's such a, I feel like Family Guy kind of nailed that joke perfectly. And I was like, yeah, these are all the probably unfunny, uninteresting things that I would wind up doing in a one-man show. Just desperate to kill time. Like, this was not well thought out at all. This is not a good plan.
All right. We rarely have anything well thought out, so that's okay. So much so that I haven't even had a chance to watch last week's episode yet.
That's right. A lot of people haven't, so they'll catch on. They'll get onto it. What we should do on this episode of Two Guys Talking Toys. Thank you for watching us. Like and subscribe and all that fun stuff. I should put a little like annoying buzzer thing that I see in so many other videos, where it's got the giant finger and it rolls across,
Oh
click
yeah,
sound, and
the info stops just to tell you to. That's annoying. That's not good.
it's a whole morning zoo radio show before
Yeah,
to get all that info out there.
that's us. Morning shock jock.
Well, like and subscribe and enjoy all these weird, funny, terrible sound effects like a baby crying. Here on Two Guys Talking Toys. But I completely lost my train of thought. Oh, we need to do more toy bashing. Because
Oh, apparently, yeah, apparently people like that.
that is one of our it's not one of our highest viewed episodes. However,
But people we never heard from made comments, and thank you for that, people
yeah,
who commented. I appreciated that. It's nice to hear from you.
I enjoy the interaction, the back and forth, and I was really, really glad that it wasn't people just rage trolling and then running away. So like
Right, yeah, we've
interaction
got
is
it.
fun, engagement is fun, all that fun stuff.
Our loyal listeners seem to be good people.
So what, no, what else could
Except
be?
for Dale.
Oh no, Dale, I'm so sorry.
Speaking of Dale, you know what he sent me? And I wanted to talk about it last week, but I didn't bring it with me to North Kakalaki.
Did you get a box? What's in it?
Wayne Gretzky.
Whoa. The
The great one.
great. Oh,
Great one.
at
But the
first.
thing is, I'm not a Gretzky fan. Like, I know he's great. I'm not even a hockey fan. But the reason why Dale got this for me is because we had 12-inch figures. There were a rarity of them. Like the Star Wars guys had 12-inch figures when we were kids. And then Indiana Jones came out. And then we thought the 12-inch line was cool, but there weren't enough of them. There were just the Star Wars guys and Indiana Jones, right? And there was some other ones that we didn't even know about or care about. So we wanted to have adventures with our 12-inch figures. So we had a mishmash of we had Indiana Jones, the Star Wars guys, Luke Skywalker, Chewbacca, C-3PO, and Wayne Gretzky.
That's random hockey guy.
Michael Jackson,
Yes, what a great team.
Elvis Presley.
This sounds like a cartoon that Hanna-Barbera would put together.
Oh, absolutely. It was like the Wacky Racers, only better. And we even did Wacky Racer stuff because we'd stick them in roller skates and shoot them around the living room. And a Ken, like the Ken with the messy hair that you could shave, you draw on with a marker and then use the little razor one. Unkept, homeless Ken. Yeah. So it was the Star Wars guys, Indiana Jones, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, and Homeless Ken. And we had all kinds of adventures with those guys. That's what we did.
My favorite part about that is you using the roller skate as a car, because so many of us did that. I did that. You just didn't have enough vehicles. So this has got four wheels and it rolls. Get
Right.
in, guys.
Yeah. So thank you for the great one. In fact, he's gonna stay in a box. He'll end up behind me on my display. I think I'm gonna change up this display a little bit for next week. Stay tuned for that. That's how exciting my life. And
You know what? That's a fun thing. And speaking of episode views, Oh, do you remember our displays episode?
Yeah.
That did okay on like YouTube, but on like Spotify and like the podcast, actual like just audio podcast, one of our highest listened to episodes.
Really, I keep forgetting we're on Spotify.
The non-visual episode of about displays was one of the highest rated.
Oh, well, there's something to be said for that.
But that's fun. Like for me, it's fun to like set something up new. Like I like what I've got going on behind me right now, but I really want to redo it and get. I was just looking at some new shelving options on Temu.
Yes, there are some good ones.
Just some smaller stuff like the interlocking shelves.
I just got two acrylic displays from mm-hmm. Temu.
Let me know
how. I haven't taken them out of the box yet because they came while I was away, but I'll show you.
I assume most of them are going to be smaller than what I'm anticipating, but even if they are, I have so many kind of like smaller scale, you know, figures. Like these will look great on,
yeah,
like the like one of the displays. It's got like almost like a faux floating number of displays on it. Like there's got the one pad and then there are four or five little smaller platforms mm-hmm. on it, and that looks really cool. Definitely let me know how those look.
Go ahead.
Did you get anything else?
I did.
What'd you get?
I got, and I'm very happy with it. Although, remember when I got a couple of the Masterverse figures, and I said the plastic had changed, it felt different. So maybe cost was going to go up, and then they changed their plastic in order to.
Mm-hmm.
I think McFarlane is going through that too. But I got
really?
The Christopher Reeve,
yes,
Superman. Which looks so good. It's so good.
That is a really well done. You know what?
He did a different cool like shoulder joint there. Kind of got.
Oh, yeah, he's updating that.
Yeah, that butterfly joint, he updated it and it's very cool.
Good job. This was one of those releases.
It's such a good figure.
It had the potential to be either really, really good or really, really bad. But I give him credit. I feel like these really nailed the live action figures. Like even the Batman Returns.
Yes.
Figures was it Batman and Robin? I forgot which ones.
He did Batman and Robin.
Okay, but yeah, like the Mr. Freeze and that does a pretty good job of looking like Arnold.
This is outstanding. This figure is
that's
like
so cool.
Going to be on display in my office next to the Michael Keaton Batman.
Now, what's he holding? Is he holding kryptonite?
It does look like kryptonite, and I thought it was the little thing that he puts in the.
The fortress key. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Not bad. See, this gives me a little bit of hope because if he's doing this well with that Christopher Reeves likeness, the upcoming Superman movie, we might get some really good figures from that, or some really like kind of spot on to the actor. And I'm just going to get Crypto. If he makes Crypto from that, I will get him. Hopefully, as an articulated figure and not just a one piece slug figure like that other two pack where it was Superman and Crypto, and then it was like that weird green Superman and Crypto, which if they glowed in the dark, I would own them. But they don't. Because McFarlane makes random weird decisions.
Yeah, and he doesn't do a lot of glow in the dark, but he did do some. The Batmobile and the what
he
have
made
you.
Weird things glow in the dark, like the Joker Dragon now glows in the dark. And I will probably pick up a couple of those, but I was like, why these and not bright Kryptonite Doomsday? Why does he not glow in the dark?
He should, and I almost picked him up when I was in Kakalaki, but I didn't.
He's very tempting. I saw him pop up on that that eBay seller that Bullseye thing, the Target,
mm-hmm.
Which has kind of gone dead, which makes me sad. Hopefully, it'll pick up again
because you bought all the cool stuff. So, did you get anything cool?
I did. I mean, some of these are kind of left over from last week because we didn't get to cover them because I forgot to press record. We are recording.
We are recording now. Yes.
I got the newest wave of Turtles of Grayskull, and they are just phenomenal. They're so well done. Like I love this version of Donatello. He's got an extra hooded thing, but he's also got kind of a like a snake man underbite.
Right. Like
thing.
Like a man at arms snake.
Yeah, you get the full do-rag Raphael, who's gonna look super cool. You got neck and neck. who I'm still a little surprised. Like I get why they didn't make a neck. I'm a little disappointed that he didn't, I don't know, like get corrupted. It's a Snake Man way. And in the
Right.
2000X series, there's that episode where King Hiss gets the Serpent Ring and he turns a bunch of the masters into snake people. And Mechaneck has such a creepy, cool design from that because his head extends and it's just a long snake neck. And he's in this line, but they reserved that for Rat-Lore, who's still just
Who looks awesome.
so good. I've also fallen completely headfirst, and I've been trying to avoid this for the longest time. Transformers blockies or
Oh,
blokies.
yeah.
I think it's blockies, but they are go to your Walmart is clearing out random stuff, people. So get to your Walmart.
Get
These
to
blokies I
the
got. Yeah, go to the mart. See what you got. Try not to get sneezed on. And
Walmart.
I found these block like just a random cluster of blockies for reduced down to $4 a piece.
I went to go find him and I couldn't find him.
You know what? It's really hit or miss. I didn't know what they were for the longest time, and then I started seeing them on AliExpress, and I was like, "Oh, wow! There are many waves deep into this line." And I guess in the U.S., we've only gotten this is just the first wave, and I started hearing people talk about it. It's blind packed, which I do hate. I want to
Right,
know what
right.
I'm getting, but they're really cool, and they're just little quickie snap together model kits. And I remember when I was finally like, I just want to get them because now I'm seeing they've done the Dinobots, they've gotten most of the Constructicons done, they've done Soundwave, they've got like special edition shiny versions of them. So I was like, well, let me get a let me there's a pile of like 16, 20 of these sitting on the shelf. So I'm like, I'll grab four because for $4 a piece, how can
Did
you
you
go
get you
wrong?
got four unique? You didn't get any repeats?
I have not opened the other three yet, but I did open one and
Okay.
I was like, yo, Jazz is in this wave, and I really want Jazz. So like four, if I grab four, that'll probably give me a good chance. The first one I opened was Jazz. So
Nice.
I am
I love that animated kind of style look.
it's
So
so it's
good.
so good. And the articulation on them, you know, it's just a lazy 10 or 15 minutes of snapping them apart, putting them together, and he's got full. This is more articulated than a lot of figures that we have today. The full, like just a full range. He's got swivel joints and stuff on the back. He comes with a gun. He comes with open and closed hands.
That's
He's
cool.
so good, and the likeness is spot on. Now, hear me out.
I'm hearing you, Tom.
Hear me out on this. Just based on the proportions alone, just looking at how cool this is, how quick it is, how I don't know what it costs them to make these, but if they're already dropping down to $4 a piece, I mean, and you can buy these, you can go to like the official Blockies website and get, I think they
I
come in
think I've
like,
seen them at GameStop too.
oh, probably. That would make sense. But these things pop up at, I want to say you can get like a box set where you're probably going to get one of each of maybe like nine or so for 50, $60. Somewhere around there. It's not
Not bad.
terrible. On AliExpress, it's cheaper. It takes a little while to get to you, but it's not bad. But you know, they're cranking these out with like nine characters per wave. Tell me you don't think these guys would kill it with Mega Man. Like
Yes, they
Gina
would.
Toys is
Absolutely.
doing a great job and I and awesome. And I want them to keep step up your game and release more waves because we've gotten right now, we have a grand total of four Robot Masters in hand. This line popped up years ago, and I'm sorry for being cranky about it again, but come on.
We haven't had a good cranky Tom in a while. This is
There's
a good throwback.
over, I want to say like confidently, there's over 100 Robot Masters. What are you waiting for? Blockies already has. They're getting up to almost 100 figures, and it's a lot of reuse. Which is just ideal for Mega Man, and the proportions that they're clearly comfortable working with work. Give me blockies to Mega Man. They're already doing other
Need to
franchises.
write to your local congressman and make this happen.
I gotta write to my local blockies and be like, get a hold of Capcom. And I don't know if this is like a Toho situation where Capcom just is just so hard to work with that nobody can do Mega Man, and if they do, they can only
Capcom
release Mega
usually
Man.
throws out licenses to everybody, though.
Yeah, because there's how many people are making Street Fighter toys? just like there's I feel like there's currently three iterations of Street Fighter that are existing.
At least.
Come on. So that's like that was kind of the main thing. And of course, one more. I thought this was going to stop. Like the whole point of the what's in the box shorts was for me to just get through the rest of the box, but I have not been doing a very good job because I come home and I become occupied doing other things, and then my boxes they just pile up. And honestly, this show is the best time to open them because I get real time surprise, and then you get to see my real time surprise.
I love it,
and it's fun for everyone. But I can't sit here and open like 7 boxes. So this came from 4PX Express Company Limited. I don't remember what it is.
Oh, that's a lot.
Don't recall what these are. Oh, now I recall what these are.
It's an older code, sir, but it checks out.
So more Warhammer.
Oh, those cool models.
More Warhammer, the better. These Joy Toy is just killing it. Joy Toy is...
Do they look good next to the Ninja Turtles?
I'm not sure. They're probably about the same size. Maybe.
Well, yeah, I knew that, but I wonder if they are good display mates.
They might be. And so I have to send it to you because, of course, after playing around with these for a little bit, I did a kit, a digibash of one of the Joy Toy Warhammer guys with Slash's head.
Uh-huh.
Just to see how that would look because I wanted them to make him so badly. And they did. They announced 2 more members to the Joy Toy Ninja Turtles line is going to
right.
be Toka.
You did send them.
Yeah, it's going to be Toka and Slash, and they look amazing.
They look good.
The only downside is that they're going to be shorter than the Ninja Turtles. It's only by like 0.02 centimeters or something, but I would have
wanted them to be like 5 inches.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I want Slash to tower over the turtle. He should be the size of, if not possibly larger than, Bebop and Rocksteady, who in this line, I haven't gotten them yet, but I plan on it, are noticeably larger than the turtles. And that's how large Slash should be. Definitely Toka should be taller than them because
going off
movie logic, he's just a monstrous beast. But I'm glad that we're getting them and we're not being made to wait like 12, 15 figures into the line before they do him. Like they're doing him now. I hope they re-release him in like his, because he's green. So I hope they re-release him in blue colors. And then I hope later on we get a larger, beefier Slash because so good. But man, Joy Toy.
Yeah, I think the blue would be cool.
And again, I apologize to anyone who is a super duper Warhammer fan and is upset that I don't know who the Death Sworn pack is because I don't. They just look awesome. So I
they sound badass, though.
They do. And he's got like a red and a blue eye. You can't go wrong. Go wrong with that. Love it. So this kind of thing, like speaking of Ninja Turtles and Joy Toy and more specifically Ninja Turtles, I've always loved the Ninja Turtles, the toy line, the comics, the whatnot. But I've also always been fascinated by the figures in the original Playmates line, but also the ones that never came out. So this week I want to talk about kind of narrowing the scope a little bit, toy lines that were never finished.
Opinion, never finished, or actually there we've seen prototypes that never came out?
That we've seen prototypes, and they just never came out for, you know, insert.
I don't know a lot of those.
Well, widen the scope a little bit then.
I'm talking about the ones that I would have liked to see. here's the problem. So if I start thinking about lines that I would have liked to continue, you know, when we were kids, the cartoons drove the toy sales. Mm-hmm. So when people stopped watching, like if the cartoon got canceled, the toys went kaput.
Yep.
Right. So.
Let's make an adjustment then. Toy lines we would like to have seen continue.
Okay. And that's also hard because a lot of the ones that failed when we were kids and stopped when we wanted them to keep going are now returned. Now we have them, right? Even Silverhawks and everyone's back. So I'm going to start with the Bionic Six.
Okay.
I would have liked to have more Bionic Six characters. And what
Did they make all six of them?
they made, yes, they made them all, and they made the bad guys, every bad guy that we'd seen. Like during this, the run of the cartoon, we got we got everybody. But here's the thing, because here's the fatal flaw of all of those lines. And if I'm thinking about Silverhawks, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, they started to wane in, and what they did is they added more good guys. They gave everybody wanted to know what the good guys was, so they added more good guys when what they should have done was add more bad guys, right? So you want to say,
That's
yeah,
always been my stance. More bad guys, please.
right, but you've got an X amount of heroes, right? And you want to see them succeed, but everybody wants the hero to be challenged more. So if you add more good guys and not more bad guys, you're giving the good guys the advantage. And no one wants to see the good guy have the advantage.
The
So
point is the
they
strong.
sh right, they should have added more bad guys, because when you add more bad guys, they create more crimes, which make more stories, which make more challenges, right? So the more bad guys, the better. So in regards to the Bionic Six, like you had the family and friends there. So there should have been more bad guys added into the line to keep it going. Like keep the good guys the same. Add more bad guys.
This is why I continually say everything is wrestling. Like everything relates back to, because everything that you just said relates back to wrestling. And as much as I despise Hulk Hogan, who was recently booed out of the building on Monday Night Raw on
I
Netflix,
heard about that,
and
yeah.
it had, and I know a lot of people were saying, oh, it's because of his political standings. This scumbag has done many, many, many things before
Wow.
he ever opened his mouth about politics to earn
We
every
got
single
two
boo.
Tom tirades today.
He's done it to earn everything. He's in the finding out phase of his life. So, but I understand why when Vince McMahon had him as his golden child and he was bringing him up and he wanted to get him over, he was having him run through Big John Studd, King Kong Bundy, Kamala, Andre the Giant, Undertaker. Like you can't have a decent hero unless he's overcoming adversity. Granted,
Yes.
with some of the crappiest offense and one of the worst leg drops in history, but you have to build up your good guy with a series of bad guys. Yeah, and it's basic storytelling 101, but I always relate it back to the booking of wrestling. And I've done this with whenever I'm in like a collaboration with someone and we're like power scaling our characters, and I say, well, yes, your character can do XYZ, and none of that matters unless they have a decent challenger. So you can't just show up, put your hands on your hip, be cool, and save the day. You have to get beat up. You have to get jumped. You have to be destroyed, and then you overcome that adversity, and you become greater than. But yeah, for toy, as relating this back to toy lines, more bad guys, bigger challenge. Mega Man, I'll bring it back to Mega Man. What good is, and I say this about every company out there, and there's some great Mega Man models. There's a ton of really, really cool Mega Man and Mega Man X and Forte and Zero, and sometimes you'll get Blues, but one or two, maybe you'll get Cut Man, and that's it. And I'm like, where are the bad guys? I can't have 12 models. I mean, unless you just want Mega Man, that's fine. That's great. But I can't, what's the point of me having Mega Man standing around looking cool if I don't have a bunch of robot masters for him to fight with?
Exactly. And I loved the Bionic Six when it came out because they were that 4-inch line, so we used them with G.I. Joe. And for some reason, when I was a kid, and even now, but I know now they don't last and they don't make them. Die-cast metal figures for me. If I found a die-cast metal figure, I was buying it. I don't care if it was strawberry shortcake, and if it was die-cast metal, I was gonna buy it. And the fact that they held weight, 'cause so they were supposed to be stronger than the Joes, and they weighed four times as much as the Joes. So you can literally throw a flying, like when we had Two Duds and Neon Ninjas and G.I. Joe, you could literally throw them as a flying kick at one of the Bionic Six, and it would hit him in the chest and just drop. And they had to wait to like shoulder block Jeeps out
Yeah.
of the way. Like, it was so much fun to introduce them to the play simply because of the weight of
Yeah.
them. And they added, when you, like I've said before, my brothers and I were really into story, right? And they had that family essence. So, we had, I had a Duke who was very rigid military dude, right? And then we had family, like they were protecting their family. It wasn't a military mission, it was a family mission. So it was a cool dynamic. And man, I just loved the Bionic Six when they came out, but they were short-lived. Literally, they would fall upon your hand after a couple of months because they were die-cast metal and because they were ramming Jeeps. But they were cool, and I would have liked more. I would love to see them come back in some way, like in an Ultimate line, or with my luck, Reaction will get them and I won't want them. But I would love to see them and somehow brought back. And I know they won't be die-cast metal, but that would be awesome. But
Never know.
that's a line that I wish would have continued.
I guess it depends on who would bring them back. Like if you get someone like Ramen Toys, who
True.
might look into adding some die-cast metal, because they were able
Maybe
to add
four
the
now.
yeah, because they were able to add the chrome to Silverhawks before Super Seven was able to do it. So
Right, that's true.
definitely a possibility. I'm gonna default to every episode. I'm gonna default back to Sektars, because
Sectars.
that line, and like I don't know all of the behind the scenes what was going on, but it was also the 80s. And I feel like in the 80s, once companies started understanding, okay, we've got we can just what once the whole everything that was stopping them from making 30-minute cartoons, advertise commercials for toys, went away once that
Right.
legislation was gone and they could just go full throttle. It became again like this arms race of make this, get it out, get as much money as possible, and if it performs up to whatever standard we had set before, or if it outdoes, if it I, the standard is probably just outperform what came before you, or be He-Man, and then if you're making He-Man money, then we'll keep this line going. But if it doesn't, then scrap it, do something else. So
Right.
we were buffeted by like Sektars and Smurfs and Exo Squad and Centurions and Visionaries, and like I had all these lines that were just in humanoids and Gem and all these lines just rapid fire coming out, and then they were gone without any real fanfare. So kind of all those lines I mentioned, I kind of wish that they had a chance to go just a little bit further, because you have, especially now that we have a lot more access to people who may have been in the industry, who say, hey, yeah, I was working on this, or I had a conversation with someone that worked on the Inhumanoids line, and he was telling me all this really cool stuff about all these Inhumanoids that they had planned. Like they were going to make the Gagoil, they were going to make Slither, and they had what was his name, Nightcrawler, and like all these characters who were in the show, who
Right.
had plans, and they right like it's amazing to me to see how far along some of these got before the plug was pulled. Seeing like card art that was planned,
Yeah, at that point,
concept
you've
art.
already made the investment, like.
Yeah, it's like why not just release them? Or what makes me sad, what almost brings a tear to my eye, is seeing prototypes, because that means that they were ready to go, and very well may have had molds cut for them at some point, and then it all just went away, and
Yeah,
you're
just
like,
gone.
why? What happened? I don't understand. I do like seeing, like you said before, I do like that now companies are reaching back into that unreleased backlog. Like we're seeing Nacelle has already done it with Sektors, where they released Stellara, which is
Right.
cool of them. I just wish they would have done better. But the next wave is supposed to be General Spytrax and another unreleased character named Bandor,
Oh, nice.
which is cool, and I hope that we
That
talk
is pretty
about it
cool.
at some point. But then you get on the flip side of it, which makes me kind of sad to see lines that I kind of presume are done. NECA Gargoyles.
Was going to bring up the gargoyles. They're
Are
gone, and
we
I wish they were.
getting the rest of the line or not? Just
Who
you know,
knows?
we but because we've now seen and as like kind of
Full
a coy,
prototypes, like we've seen
yeah,
them.
a coy teaser of Macbeth, a coy teaser of his bike. Toy Collector magazine had just full on Cold Stone,
Yeah.
and we haven't heard or seen anything. I always watch some of the other toy shows when they have maybe like someone from NECA on. And granted, the artists don't know what the final product is going to do or what like the business decisions are, or if they are,
Right.
they're probably told to not say anything about it.
Yeah,
So like,
they would get in trouble if they said something.
but I always kind of hope to hear, hey, be on the lookout for whatever, because every now and then they'll drop hints about what may or may not be on the horizon, but nothing on Gargoyles, nothing. More Ninja Turtles, which is great. Love Ninja Turtles, but nothing on that. But as far as people creating unreleased prototypes, one of my biggest regrets, I have all the regrets about not keeping my pre-order for Paluto, that
Yes, I did the
unreleased,
same thing.
yeah, the unreleased Godzilla junk pile from Toxic Crusaders. And I remember, 'cause I remember seeing the prototype before, like pictures of it, and being like, oh, I really wish they had made that. And then someone did a recreation of it. And I forgot the name of the gentleman who made it, but it looks spot on, looks 100%. And yeah, I really wish that I had kept my pre-order. I lost my deposit and everything, but
Right. Yeah, me too.
I should have just toughed it out and kept it, because the aftermarket on that thing is ridiculous. But that all, to me, that also speaks to how much people want that kind of stuff. Or if
Right.
you're collectors like us who grew up with these lines that you remember fondly, that's something you want and will pay handsomely to get it.
Right. You know what else I wish would have continued going, even though the cartoon went defunct and the Transformers beat the heck out of them in the market, is I wish the GoBots could get another, could get a renaissance. Like the Transformers never went away. Like they won the fight. They got the knockout, right? But
They were the DVD.
I really wish we could continue to get those cool characters in a more modern engineering, like we're getting the Transformers. The GoBots, it's just a crime that we don't have them anymore. And like you always point out, like once in a while we'll get an homage with the Transformers at them, but why not just do a GoBots line? Everybody would want it. It would go well. It's a huge library of characters, and like we've got since we were kids, like since Gen 1 Transformers, there have been so many cool characters that have come since then, and we've been robbed of that character evolution of the GoBots. We've been robbed of that, and I wish we could get that, spark that off somehow.
I'm so glad you brought this up, because Eric and I were just talking about the like kind of how ridiculous it is that they don't exist. I've been screaming and yelling about this for decades now. And that makes me sad. It really has been decades I've been yelling about wanting more like modern engineering, updated GoBots.
Yeah.
The especially because overseas, there's a whole lot of legal spider webbing with all of this, with the rights and the
It goes
distribution.
away after an hour, I've
Yes,
been
and
told.
well, that's kind of the thing. In this case, now one of the big things was Macross. And there was this huge thing about how the owners of Macross didn't want anything being done with it, and they didn't want toys of this particular type being made. Now, and we all know that Jetfire, and then later called Skyfire, was
Right.
he's just for Macross. He's just
Yeah,
a
yeah, yeah.
like that's just what he is. And there was all this red table where can we release him? Can we not release him? Can he kind of look like this, but he can't look like this? And then all that went away. All the litigation that they had been fighting, and it wasn't really like Hasbro and Bandai. It was Bandai and someone else. And then that went away, and Hasbro was like, "Well, we're just going to make Jetfire then, and we're going to call him Jetfire, and that's just going to be his name." Which means
Right.
that they don't care. And if that was the thing that they were really hung up on, we haven't heard GoBot anything in years, and to the point where I don't even know if they know that they own the franchise. I
Right,
don't
we've
know
just got these like third party, like this psycho guy over here. Yeah.
there's random third party releases of Machine Robo, insert whatever. There was Machine Robo Rescue, that came out in the in like the kind of like the early to mid 2000s, and that was, you know, a very kid friendly, very whatever. And I don't know what the rights were or what the licensing issues were with that, but seeing as how Hasbro has just full on put Crasher into the main continuity, like she's just there. And maybe she hasn't been in a show, maybe she hasn't been in a movie yet, but it's generally accepted that now Crasher is an F1 racer. She is a remold of Mirage, and it's just accepted. I want to see Hasbro just full on take Starscream, take Silverbolt, either one of those will do. Call Prey, redo the head, and call it Leader One. Because now, because originally Crasher was being called Fracture, and they were just getting just inching closer and closer, and now she's just Crasher. And I just want to see them do it. Just release Leader One and see if anything happens. And I bet you nothing would happen.
There were so many good GoBot characters, and they were fantastic, and they had such great names, like Leader One, you know, he's the good guy. Psykill, you know, he's the bad guy. Psycho, you know, he's the bad guy, right? It's just I just love them. Like, they were very simplistic even then compared to the Transformers, and their heads were just a windshield or whatever. You know what I mean? But they didn't actually, a lot of them didn't actually have faces. But who cares? Like, oh, we can fix that. You know, I have faith, but I want to see it.
A lot of people like to overlook that technically Ironhide and Ratchet didn't have faces either. They were just like mech suits. But yeah, I would 100% love to see that line picked up. I don't remember exactly when it ended in the US, but I know that there's been, like, if you look at the cutoff point from the series that was released in the US, and we had Rock Lords, but
I was
then
just going to bring them up.
the line continued in Japan, because of Machine Robo and Revenge of Cronos and whatnot, and they had all that stuff released over there. But even with that, even with all those things, there's a really cool compendium that came out, and I think it's, oh, what's it called? I forgot the name of it offhand, but it's essentially like that, the GoBot slash Machine Robo version of the Transformers Generations book that lists a lot of, like, it just goes through X number of years of toy releases. And then it lists concepts, and then it lists unreleased items. And there are unreleased GoBots and Machine Robo characters that I would love to see created and just released now. We have so much stuff, and now there's a market for it. Like, there's a full-on market for, hey, remember this thing? Remember that toy line you really liked? Here's not only that figure, but here's some stuff that you never saw before. And we're seeing it in things like Kickstarter. I feel like Playmates might be the king of unreleased figures. And now,
Well, I mean, they owned every license for a while there, so.
yeah, that whole like rapid fire, put it out, see if it works. Is it Ninja Turtles? No, well then it's gone. We'll try something else. And then they came up with all this stuff, and it was just gone. Even Ninja Turtles themselves weren't safe from it, because there's a book that I keep wanting to get called Rad Plastic, that I think actually Mattel did.
Yeah, we've discussed it, but neither of us have gotten it.
And it has all of these really great unreleased figures and characters that we just didn't see because they moved on to something else. Now, granted, Ninja Turtles has continued to be around in some way, shape, or form, but some of those lines that they had before they were taken away had some really cool, interesting stuff. But we're now seeing that in things like Kickstarters. Like, there was a Kickstarter for Army Ant, who would have fit in with the original Playmates toy line, and that looked awesome. So I would like I kind of hope that that continues, and we start seeing more. Here's what you didn't get, but now here it is.
You know what other line would have been cool if it didn't die with the cartoon dying? Would have been Justice League Unlimited. Because I'd like that animated look, right? But the huge amount of characters they introduced, but there was also a huge amount of DC characters that didn't. They were so good about the deep cut characters. I feel like they could have kept going with that aesthetic and called it something else, or even kept calling it Unlimited. Why not, right? But like, and that line ended, I don't know, but decade and a half ago, whatever. But all of the characters that we've seen since, developed after that show would have been so cool if we had all like the Darkest Night storyline represented in that
That would have
form,
been neat.
right? So all of the storylines that have been and the Flashpoint story and all that now, I love that we're getting superpowers back because that w along the same ilk would have been something go on. But the Unlimited had already started something great. They had so many characters. I mean, I have, I don't know, like 100 or more figures, and I don't have them all. It's just amazing. And I wish they, with all the storylines that have come since Unlimited ended, if they would have flipped it and instead of being based on the cartoon, based on the top comic book stories, that would have been, it would have been amazing.
I'm not gonna lie, just based on how obsessed I became with Blackest Night, I'm kind of glad that that Justice League Unlimited went away before they could delve, before they could start doing what you said. If they started releasing three packs of just lanterns to correspond with the Blackest Night event that was happening, I'd own them all. I wouldn't be able to
Right.
help myself. Because they were nice. They were compact. They were,
They were affordable. They were well done. They looked at that animated aesthetic. And just think of all the storylines that have come since then, like the metal stories lines, and I mean everything that's happened in that cool animated look would have been awesome.
Now, I'm not gonna lie. When McFarlane first got the DC license, and I started seeing him releasing just like multiple versions of Batman and Superman, part of me was wondering if that was what he was planning on doing, but in like a 7-inch scale, because the animated Batman and Superman that came out very much have those same kind of
Right.
dimensions to them, where they're very
Yeah.
squared off, they kind of taper down. And I was like, are they doing?
I
Are
still can't
they
believe he didn't at
going?
least do the finish off the original seven Justice League
Kind of a
members
crime.
and finish off the Teen Titans.
Because we've got, you have one or two members of this aesthetic that
Like
don't
he gave us the animated Harley Quinn without the animated Joker. What? What do you want? Drugs?
years now, and you'd think he would have gotten around to it by now, just as part of a line filler, because he's
Yeah.
got, there's hundreds of characters to work with.
Plus, we get a new Joker every 6 months. Like, give me the animated one.
Give me an animated Joker. I think
Well,
that'd be great.
he has the animated line now, but he's, you know, I wanted him in the 7-inch.
So give me, what's your favorite line? Or have you seen unreleased figures from a line where like you would just throw someone off a bridge to get it? Like you're chasing them down, they've got a briefcase, you've seen what's in it.
Right. Well,
Is there a, or was that Bionic 6 for you?
first off, it wouldn't take much for me to throw someone off a bridge.
Some people
It really wouldn't. All I'd really need is a bridge.
have it coming.
Yeah. Most people swim, it'll be fine. I other than being upset about the NECA gargoyles that they teased everything that they did. I did see back in the day, and I couldn't even describe them to you now, but I do remember seeing characters that were unreleased for the original LJN Dungeons and Dragons line, which was a phenomenal line, which they could have kept going with, because, you know, there's an infinite library of monsters and characters. They're not even real characters. You just make them up from the book, right? The whole premise is that you can make up characters and develop your own characters. So, Dungeons and Dragons, LJN, should have happened. I remember years ago seeing unreleased figures, and even the ones they released towards the end of the run, there weren't many of, and some of them are quite pricey. But I would have liked to have seen if I could get some of those prototypes, that would be fun. That would be cool.
You know what I'm surprised we haven't seen yet? I don't know if it'll ever happen, but I'm surprised to have seen no current version of this kind of ever happen. Do you remember in the dinosaurs episode when we were talking about like that one bag of just
Yes.
one slug dinosaurs that everybody had? There was a
I was
pterodactyl.
talking about them with my brothers this week
Were
when I was
you?
down there. Yeah.
There was. Did you have the second set? Because if you saw that bag of dinosaurs, without fail, there was a second bag, and it was just monsters. And
Yeah.
I didn't know what they were, and I remember getting them, and
They,
there
you
was a
mentioned them.
book.
They were the D&D prototypes,
Yes.
right?
They were Dungeons and Dragons. They were the artwork for them. The initial designs for them were made for a Dungeons and Dragons book, and I had no clue that this was what they were
Yeah.
until like right before we did that episode. And there's got to be lots and lots and lots of other people who also know this, and you
Yeah.
would think that that would be something that would get re-released, whether it be just updated little like mini figures. Where like the details a little bit better and they look a little bit more like the control art, or just full on, maybe not 6 inch, or maybe like 4 inch, or yeah, maybe go 6 inch. Because some of those creatures would look really cool
Oh
if you
yeah,
fleshed out and gave
if
them
I
detail.
owned LJN back in the day, I would have opened up the Monster Manual from Dungeons and Dragons and been just, yes, yes.
Just go down the line.
Take
Just
them all,
check them
take them
all
all.
off. And they make and it, like you said, they made a pretty decent number of them. Because every time
They
I
did, and some of them were well articulated, like the Hook Horror, and some of them with those rubber things, but all awesome, all of them.
I it's so strange to like
But again, that came back. We're getting LJN,
yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons now. So maybe those characters will make an appearance.
Maybe down the line we'll get some more of them. Like I always kind of laugh because I'm not big into D&D. Like I like D&D, but I'm not very familiar with like the Monster Manual or anything like that. But
Right.
as a kid, I absolutely had more of them than I would have thought. I had the
Right.
five-headed dragon and the weird like banana slug looking thing and
I always regret that I had opportunity to spend more time with my brothers playing Dungeons and Dragons that I didn't because I was playing sports as well. So we would, have our toy thing in the basement, but then with their friends, they would play Dungeons and Dragons. And then I, with my friends, would go play sports. And I mean, I knew of it. I played it a couple of times. And then when I got to college, I played it a bunch. And I was like, man, I should have played more of this when I was younger.
know what? I am cursed to always roll low. So I even though I played a little bit, I played a little bit in school, and I could never really find like a cluster of people that I clicked with. So I didn't really play as much as I would like to have.
Right.
But yeah, just notoriously low roller for whatever reason.
Right. Well, if you can't find a niche with the Dungeons and Dragons kids, Tom,
You're talking to somebody who went to art school and was an immediate outcast amongst art people. So that seems to be my mutant power, if I were to have any.
I already know what my mutant power is.
Well, now you got to know. You can't
Oh,
have one.
well, here it is. I figured since and we've discussed this before, like if you and I think I've discussed this with Dale too. If you haven't met anybody with mutant powers and you don't have a mutant power of your own, it's clear then that your mutant power is to unknowingly nullify other people's mutant powers.
Mine has always been a ridiculous healing factor.
Well, that's good.
It's been pretty handy. It doesn't it hasn't worked
When
as
you
best,
say
but
ridiculous, I feel like you'd have a big nose. That's like, and then you'd be better.
it all worked out.
Yeah. So what other, so we're coming to closing time. What's one more line of toys that you wish would continue?
Okay, so while this is not my,
Clown arounds.
so while this is not my number one, it is one that I am passionate about because it makes me so upset that this never happened. So the Darkwing Duck series line that came out
Yes.
again by Playmates,
Should be all bad guys.
they create I not as many as I originally thought because we got Darkwing Duck, we got Mega Vault. I think we got Bushroot, and I don't remember who else was in that line. It was other good
That's what
guys.
I'm saying. There should have been a bunch of
Yes.
people.
So here's the thing: Wave 2 would have had just that because Wave 2 was supposed to be, if I'm remembering correctly, It was his boss, the grizzly bear, and I forgot his name. It's been a while. The inventor, like Dr. Hooter or something, something weird. Him.
I feel like that's your name back in college.
Gizmo Duck, who has never received a figure. And
I know. Why do we have blatherskites? Why do we have a Gizmo Duck?
You would think that a company like, I don't know, Mezco or someone crazy would have done Fenton and then given him armor to snap on and become Gizmo Duck. Like Mondo
Not Mondo, because we can't afford Mondo. Leave it at Mezco. Mondo. That'll be fine.
But Gizmo Duck was supposed to be in it. And now here are the other bad guys. Quacker Jack, Mega Duck, Liquidator. We're supposed to be in this wave too. Morgana was supposed to be in wave two. We never got him.
Nope.
Who do we arrest? Who's responsible for this? And granted, we have since gotten Darkwing that was immediately repainted into Negaduck, and that's really cool. And
that was Mezco, wasn't it?
I think it may have been. Because I remember it being like really well articulated and having a lot of accessories. And they look great. And at some point I would like to eventually get Negaduck, but it's kind of not worth getting him unless you have the rest of the Fearsome Five.
Right.
And I want those. And I don't think they're going to do them. So, for whatever reason, Darkwing Duck is lost to the sands of time, of toy time. And I don't know if we're ever going to get him.
Get your people out of town.
But that's my, that would be my, not my number one, because there are others. But that, man, when I found out about those, I was so upset because I've wanted a Liquidator toy forever. Because he's so cool in the show.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, that'll bring us to a close for another episode of Two Guys Talking Toys. Listeners and viewers and watchers, if you have an unreleased toy line or a toy line that you love that you would love to have seen continue, let us know. You can get a hold of us on Blue Sky in the X Place at Two Guys Talking Toys. That is the number two, no G after the talking. We also have an Instagram that is 2G Talking Toys. If you want to get a hold of us on Gmail, Two Guys Talking Toys, the number two, no G after the talking. So until next time, take care, everybody.
See ya, and let's make more Mummies Alive.
Oh, Mummies Alive. They should have made more. And with a follow-up theme song.
Nope.
They were the mummies. But now their adventure is over.
Yes.
I would be amused by some of that. Where it's a superhero show and we have the grand finale and they do the big showdown with the bad guy. Peace is restored to the world. What's a super-powered person to do except go the route of the Incredibles and work for an insurance company?
Right, right.
But if you're someone that's the mummies.
Or you could pull a Megamind and try to make a villain.
I would love to see that. I'd be on board.